Hello, ladies, gentlemen, and variations thereupon, and welcome once again to the Chronicles of Grond podcast. Today, I am joined by Patrick and James.
Hello.
Since when is it called the Chronicles of Grond?
Since literally right now.
Did you say ladies and gentlemen and variables of porn?
Yes.
Variations thereupon.
Oh, okay. I understood variables of porn.
There aren't three categories of gender: ladies, gentlemen, and porn. That's not quite how it works.
I understood. That's what I understood. I'm sorry.
It's fine. So, do you remember how last time ended? You were being chased out of the city of Corastor.
Yep.
Yes.
Because you killed some guy. It's not important who.
It totally wasn't James's dad or anything.
No, it totally wasn't. And the two of you, Alduin and Alaya, are joined by Billy Assassin.
Yep.
Whose name has changed from Billy Assassin to Billy Assassin. I'll put some text.
I did recognise that. Yeah.
To make that make sense. which is a far more normal name for somebody in a fantasy setting. So you're on a boat.
Yep.
And you're sailing across the Eastern River. No, wait, hang on. Western River.
Okay.
My map is not very good. So you're sailing across the Western River.
Yeah.
Which isn't on the map I sent you at all.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not.
That's what I'm not looking
at. With where it was yet. So you're crossing the Corastor Plains, and you're trying to make your way with this dwarf back to the dwarven homeland, so he can deliver the message of, you know, being attacked and stuff.
Where is the dwarven homeland?
It's the Trinov Mountains in the north.
Okay.
Oh, I see them. Yeah, yeah.
And Bogdan.
Yep, Bogdan.
Yeah.
Which is next to that. So you're traveling through the western waterways, and it's a very strange river. Because it carves its way through the landscape, and it never has the same
like
path
every
twice.
River.
No, but it's like quickly, as opposed to like thousands of years.
Oh.
So it never has the same path twice, and so you're pretty confident that you're not going to get followed by anyone, which is quite nice, unless I roll badly on these dice.
That's lovely.
No, you're not followed. So you reach the coast.
Yep.
The western coast after several days. You're very hungry. You're now out of food.
Balls.
Actually, you're out of food to begin with. So you're still out of food. And
you
reach the sea. So, I don't think... I suppose it's not technically cannibalism, is it? But it's still eating one of your friends. It's not exactly, you know, encouraged.
Okay.
No, you can't eat the dwarf. You luckily for you, you arrive at a tiny fishing village. So they're bound to have some food.
Not even a nibble.
What?
On the dwarf? Can we?
Oh, okay.
Have
I thought you meant the fishing village. I was like, what? There are better things to eat in a fishing village than the village itself. Are you gonna try and find some food in this town?
Yes.
It appears to be deserted, but it is the middle of the night, so.
Food.
Okay. There's a row of houses, and then there's a rundown old shack at the end, and then by the sea there are some boats pulled up, and they've got canopies over the top. Where are you gonna explore?
Let's go. I want that rundown shack.
Well, if it's night time and there's canopies over the boat, there won't be anything in the boats.
Oh wow. Now,
very logical.
This is Alex we're talking about here. Historical accuracy is out the window on this one.
That's true.
as
we remember with the spy captain. So, okay, what do you want to do, Patrick?
Sod it. Let's check the boats.
Okay.
Check. So you cross over to the boats, and you find a large sack full of potatoes.
I called it in my head.
And some rope, not Ooh. Magical elven rope of extendability this time. Just you know, normal rope. Also, definitely not for bondage.
Is it hemp or nylon?
I'm going to say hemp.
Good. Good. Well done. You passed the test.
But isn't nylon synthetic?
Yes, that's yeah. why you passed the test.
Great test. Great test. Yeah, so you find a sack of potatoes. Yep. You're going to eat them for your dinner, or are you going to look for something a bit more nourishing?
Can't we take the potatoes and look for something else?
Well, you can if you want to.
All right, well, I'll have some potatoes, and James will have some potatoes, and then we'll go and explore.
Okay, that's fine.
As if we split the sack of potatoes between us, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. What about the dwarf?
Give him, like, 3.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sure
thank you.
I'm sure he could have one jacket potato, and it'll be fine for, like, 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, he's a dwarf. Yeah, yeah. Like, iron stomach.
Dwarfs have big stomachs. They need a lot of filling.
Oh, potato fills you up.
I can't remember what his voice was like at all, in the slightest. He's just going to have a new one. I'd quite like some fish.
I preferred the other one.
I'd quite like some fish, thanks.
That's better, yeah.
If there's any around.
Well, go and look for beard, some, you little dwarven bastard.
Okay, I'm going to go off and explore this town by myself, because you're not being very imaginative.
That's fine. Off you go.
Alright,
see you later.
We've only explored one boat, presumably. How many boats are there?
3.
Can we go to the other 2?
We're going to find somebody, a corpse in it or something, aren't we? Or somebody sleeping.
Okay, so you search the next boat, and you find a couple of sort of fishing implements, a harpoon.
Aha!
Ooh.
Take those.
And a bucket full of piss.
We're not taking that.
I'd probably tip it over Alduin's head.
No, don't do that.
I'm not going to do
just
that.
Just leave the bucket.
No, because it could come in useful later.
I'm not going to carry a bucket of piss around.
No, we could use it to distract our enemies in combat.
Maybe we can convince.
It's like pocket sand at King of the Hill.
Can we convince the dwarf it's beer or something?
No, it's like pocket sand at King of the Hill. It's not pocket sand. It's bucket piss.
Wow.
Just throw it in there.
I'm not. You take the piss if you want. I'm not taking it. Can we check the? Is that all?
Okay, so you move on to the next boat. Precariously carrying this bucket. Rim full of piss.
Yep.
I tip a bit out.
You find no more fishing implements. There are a couple of scraps of wood and what appears to be a coil of wire, but it's attached to the boat quite firmly. So as you're searching, Bilia returns and he's carrying a sack or a net full of freshly caught fish.
Bloody
and hell. He's way, lads, look what I got. It's a sack of fish.
Where did you get that from?
There was just this big pile of fish over there. I mean, I can't believe you missed it.
You didn't describe it to us.
It was behind one of the houses.
Ugh. Oh. We've not got to those yet. We pissed around with the boats. Literally.
Well, there's no point. He's already found the fish.
Well, these 3 boats do offer a nice place to rest for the evening if you should want to. You've been travelling all day. You're pretty tired.
We have. Is our boat still here as well? Have we got our boat?
Your boat sank upon reaching the fishing village. No. Yeah. Your boat's moored up.
Okay.
Ah, sweet.
It's like
can we explore? Can we explore our boat? Because we've not explored it yet. We just sort of jumped on it and left.
Yeah.
There's because you stole it. It was full of rum heading for Calastor. And then when it reached Calastor,
we had no food.
It emptied itself of all of its rum, and so now it's just full of empty barrels. So, you rest for the evening, and you eat your fish and potatoes.
Okay.
You make a small fire, and I think it would be a Billy. Billy.
Wait, 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 wait! We make a fire on the deck of a ship. Are you
not
mad,
on the not
bro?
On the de- like next to it. I'm assuming. Yeah, you Billy suggests that you head out before morning. You've got a choice now. You can attempt to cross the sweeping sea, as it's called, between Karastor and the islands.
Yep.
Or you can travel north along the shore towards the craggy slopes.
Which is towards where we have to get to the dwarf to.
Well, yes, but going north, you'll have to cross the mouth of a river whose name I don't know.
Right.
And if you do that, then you risk getting caught by some of the Karastor guards, because they'll know that you're heading that way, and so they'll move there to head you off. Oh. Whereas if you move out into sea, it's more dangerous, because you know the sea's a dangerous, nasty place. But you have more of a chance of becoming undetected, as it were.
I had a curry last night, so I've got craggy slopes at the minute.
I'm so glad you told us that, because I think without that we would have no idea about you know the state of Uranus.
Can we? There was like you said, there was like a shack at the end of the village.
Yeah.
Can we get out of that?
If you want.
I'm curious. Yeah, I'm shack. You just. It was one of the only three things you described. So
I was just providing colour to the the environment. It's not really. Inside, there's an old homeless man having a nap.
Oh, can we wake him up?
No. Can we see what he's got on him?
Okay, yeah, you peer at the old homeless man. He's homeless. He has nothing on him.
Oh, okay.
He's lying there naked on a mound of fish. You realise that this was where Billy had got his fish underneath the naked man.
We ate that fish.
It's fine. It's extra seasoning. Old man sweat. Are you gonna wake him up or
yeah, let's
leave?
Let's wake him up.
Okay. You tap him gently on the shoulder, and he wakes up with a start. Oi! Oi! What the hell's going on? Why have you woken me up? Who are you? Why is there a dwarf covered in fish guts?
Who are you? That's my question.
Yeah.
Who am I? Why, I'm the great sorcerer, Karl Chavurbubda.
Why are you naked and sleeping with a pile of fish?
I've fallen on hard times.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood that. What did you say your name was?
Karl Chavurbubda.
Oh, okay, that's what
edit,
I thought.
I'll edit the first time I said his name. Every time I have to say his name in future.
Why are you naked?
I've fallen on hard times, sir. If you were to pay me 200 gold, I may be able to transform myself back into the powerful wizard I once was, and I'd be able to transport you to Bogdan via a powerful teleport spell.
It's a bit pay to win, isn't it?
Literally.
No, I'm not paying 200 sodding gold.
If you refuse, to pay me, you may incur my wrath. I have a powerful wrath.
But you said that if we paid you, then you'll hopefully your powers will come back. So obviously you won't have a wrath if we don't give you anything.
Yeah.
I was bluffing.
So sodden. We turn around and walk away.
Yep.
Bye.
Billy looks unhappy.
In fact, no. I throw half of my bucket of piss at him.
what the bloody hell, you just threw a bucket of piss at me. He chokes on the bucket of piss. I've lost one of my dice. If he chokes on the bucket of piss and falls unconscious. Sure, why not?
Well.
Right, you really need to leave this place now, because we're about half an hour into the recording and we're on the first line of my plan. The first line of my plan is they reach the coast and leave the plains via either the sea or the shore, and that's it. We're still there.
So what are we doing, Patrick? Are we going to risk meeting guards up near the craggy slopes, or are we going to take the dangerous way and go through the sea?
Well, I'm not exactly a seasoned seafarer, so I'm going to say the slopes because I'm probably a better climber. Because I've got that dexterity.
You start off on a long march north. It's a long way, so you hold your bag of potatoes and net of sweaty old man fish close as you walk north.
After my remaining half a bucket of piss.
Yeah, after about half a day's worth of travel, you're rather parched.
Yep.
Because the only water nearby is the seawater.
Yep.
And your piss, of course.
Yeah.
But you keep going, and towards the end of the day, you need a rest. You take a sit down on the rocks, and I'm gonna have to roll for exposure because you know you've been walking all day and you're very thirsty. So you're having a rest and you're trying to recuperate. And Billia has gone off. He's looking for a spring. Which he can get water from.
Why? Oh, okay. I thought you meant a spring, like a.
Because spring, he needs to be gone for what's spring. Happening next in the plot. And as soon as he leaves your sight, you hear a horn blowing from behind some rocks. It's a hunt. Right. Out of the rocks, leaps Captain John Locke and a band of pirates.
What have we got here?
Would you like to describe yourself, John?
All this time I've had to prepare, I haven't prepared.
would you like me to describe you?
Yes. Because I can't be asked.
Okay. So, John, you are an orc pirate. You are a fierce fighter with a heart of gold and a crossbow and a cutlass and a hat, which is 10 times better than yours.
A heart of gold seems misplaced for a pirate.
I'm not entirely sure what Heart of Gold means, but it means they're kind. You're a lovable rogue. What
does it mean? Does it mean that he runs on infinite improbability?
I'm pretty sure it means that they're kind.
I'm pretty sure it means that they're kind.
No, what I meant was he has a literal gold heart which he keeps in a sack around his neck, and he comes up to you and is. What are you gonna say? You're attacking these fools.
I'm attacking them.
Yeah.
What have we got here then?
So John's band of pirates is coming up on Alduin and Leia, and yep, John, yeah. you've been promised a handsome reward if you capture any men for slaves to the Guild of the Broken Hand, and if you take them back to the island of Stroh, and your ship is in port, just around the bay. Are you gonna? You're going to capture these fools and claim your reward?
Of freaking course.
Wait, no, I have half a piss Follow bucket me. Still to distract him.
I heard
okay,
that.
So you're now...
It's just a stage whisper.
You're sat there whispering to each other, how can we get out of this? And John's like, I'm in the call, guys. I'm literally leaving the conversation. So you're going to try and fight your way... You're gonna try and fight your way out of these pirates.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Can we try and reason with them first, and then if the reasoning doesn't go so well, then we'll fight.
Okay. So,
what do you think, James?
Begin.
Yep.
You're talking to
John. Although my IQ isn't very high, but I've got quite a bit of luck, so I've got 9 IQ, fine. Which is really low actually for a human. Oh, well, I'm elf rogue, but yeah.
You're trying to reason with John. John Locke.
Yeah.
So reason with him, Liam. They're trying to reason with you.
They're trying to reason with me.
What do you want with us?
Well, I'm taking you for a reward, so unless you can offer me more gold than I'll get for bringing you back.
Oh, shit. I've got something better than gold.
How much? Wait.
If you're going to say how much elf gold in a BDSM suit, we're going to have problems.
No. I said. I was going to say, how much are they offering for us?
They're offering 1,000 gold to any group of a man, an elf, and a dwarf. No, just Shit. A man and an elf, because the dwarf's buggered off.
He's legged it with all the fish.
Yeah.
fish.
fishy. My fishy. He's become like Gollum now. Billy Assassin will be this universe's Gollum.
My fish. yeah,
I can offer you 1,000 gold paid in instalments.
How many instalments?
5.
No.
How? You only have 190 gold.
Yeah, but that's the first instalment. 190, if you round it up to 200 times 5 is 1,000. I just have to make 2,200 gold.
Yeah, I could offer you a BDSM suit?
No. My BDSM suit.
At this point, John Locke ignores all attempts of bargaining.
Reason.
Signals his men and they move into attack.
Dun dun. Okay, bonk. So you have three men, each one. You have three men and you. So you and your left hand guy is Stephen. You two grab Alea, and the two other blokes grab Alduin. And Alduin's face is flung against the dirt. And the two men jump on him.
Alex!
Alea, you grab your sword in time, so...
I don't have a sword, I have a big-ass hammer. And also, do any of these men have hay fever?
I can roll.
Bear with me. Yes, roll for it. Just, please, roll for it. Alduin, look at my inventory.
Yeah, I know,
John,
I know.
Yeah, John has hay fever.
Does anyone else have hay fever?
No, the others are hay feverless.
Damn it. Okay, can I throw pollen at John?
Wait, what?
I have pollen.
Pollen. Oh, from the bees.
Yeah, the bees.
Oh, wow. What a Chekhov's pollen. Yeah, you. I don't know, where are you keeping the pollen? Just like...
It's like in a small satchel. Yeah.
So you throw the satchel... In John's face, and he clutches his eyes because he's just been hit in the face by a sack of pollen. But actually, you know, hay fever doesn't take effect that quickly, so he still punches you.
Wow. It's James.
Fall on your
do
ass.
It. There's not much I can do because I'm on the floor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I grab my bucket of piss.
Yeah, good.
And I throw the piss at the first guy who's holding me, and then I smack the other one with the empty bucket.
Right, okay. The bucket shatters as you hit John in the face with it, and he loses a couple of points from his constitution.
Oh, sweet!
But they retaliate by throwing themselves on you, and you're covered in piss-drenched pirate. they successfully grapple you to the ground and tie your hands behind your back using one of the many items in your full BDSM unit available now from selected supermarkets. Alduin, you've got a chance to throw them off.
Okay.
This stuff is inescapable as well. I mean, I've tried it.
What, piss-covered pirates?
No. You BDSM gear.
you kick one of the guys in the nuts, and he doubles over.
Can I stab him with a harpoon?
You can, though you've got your sword. At your hilt and your harpoon.
Yeah, sorry, use my sword.
Okay, so your sword and go to stab the one who's not holding his balls.
At this point, and can I use my crossbow?
That's shit, nasty. Son. Yeah, you can.
Aiming for his hand. Or her hand? His hand? His hand.
His hand. Ooh, two sixes. So you shoot the crossbow bolt and you hit it. It goes through Alduin's hand.
Ow.
And he drops the sword. And you're basically subdued after that point.
Wow.
So that's pretty nasty. Unless John, you change your mind, I think we can basically skip.
We can skip the changing of the minds to not happening.
The two of you being taken to Stroh. It's a long and arduous journey on the boat.
Yeah.
Bollocks.
You thought you were done with boats, but it's not Ogre. And you reach...
Did you really just say it's not Ogre?
No. it's never Ogre. Right, you are taken across the... I've forgotten what the sea was called. You've taken across the sweeping sea to Stroh and the town of Sandmouth. Right, and you should find that in the files I sent you.
Yeah, I got it.
Yep, I've got it.
You got it?
Yep.
So Liam, you're in control of them, and you've been taken to take the slaves to the house of the Broken Hand. But you arrive in early morning, and they only operate in the hours of the evening.
Okay.
So you and your prisoners have got a couple of hours of free time in the city of Sandmouth.
No. Or in his boat, as the case may be. Alduin.
Yeah, or locked up in your cellar. If you
Billy Air will come and save us.
Yeah.
That was my hope, god damn it.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not.
He's got his fish, he's not coming for you.
No.
He's got his fish, that's all he cares about.
Fish. fishy. Right.
So what options do I have?
He's named them all as well.
Well, basically, if you open the map, if you open Sandmouth map,
yep.
You've arrived at Low Tide Key.
Yeah,
and your boat, the good ship,
you misspelled key.
Tits and ass, is moored up. by key.
I feel like that's the best name for him.
And
ship.
Yeah. And you escort Alduin and Alea off of the ship in chains. And you've Ooh. Got a couple of hours before the House of the Broken Hand will open its doors to accept the slaves. Okay. Are you going to explore the city at all?
Let's have a wander over to the Three Flags Inn. See what's with those three flags.
Oh, cashback! How do we might get some free booze?
So you escort your two prisoners into the inn.
Yep.
And it's a very gloomy place. There's barely anyone inside. The patrons who are drinking are clearly drowning their sorrows after a life of misery and hardship.
So Sean Connery's narrating this episode, folks.
And there's the barman who's a frail old man, and he comes up to you and so I he's got a beard. I take it you would like a drink, sirs. I see you've got prisoners with you today. We serve double for slavers. No, half price for slavers. That makes no sense.
Okay. What do you have on offer, good sir?
I don't know, usual pub stuff. There's booze, and you can buy those little packets of nuts, salted nuts.
Ooh.
They do food, but let's be honest, you know, pub food is no good.
John!
What?
Babes, could I have a pint?
Can I backhand him?
Her.
Sure, why
not? Yeah, I backhand her.
Ow. You strike the woman with your orcish fist, and she is subdued.
I'll have 2 pints of lager and a packet of nuts, please.
Okay. I just go and get you your nuts. And he comes back with a sack of nuts. He puts them on the table and he pulls you 2 pints of lager.
Oh,
and,
God.
That'll be 60 gold pieces. Thank you.
60.
Wow. Inflation 60? Is sort of mental on this island.
I reach across the bar, pulling him across it.
Oh, John Locke don't take no shit.
No. I don't take no shit. What happened to this half-price deal you had going on?
Well, I mean, it would have been 120 gold, but because you have these two wonderful specimens as gifts for our lords and masters, then I will have to charge you less. Please don't hurt me, sir.
Well, I think that since you're offering half price for slavers, you should offer half price per slave. So
I knew you were going to do that.
Okay. So 30 gold.
I think you know what I mean. I think you know that I don't want to pay nothing to you.
I have a family to feed, you know.
What's more important to you, earning 30 gold or living to see it?
The second one, I'll be honest, the second one. And he shuffles away and he runs out of the back. And
Alduin, Doesn't it make you feel good that we're cheap?
Yeah.
One of the patrons stands up in the bar and he comes over to you and he says, I think that was disgraceful what you did with that old man, and I would like to challenge you to a duel for these two
Edwin,
slaves.
Quick, leg it.
Yay. Can I run away?
Can we run away?
Okay, if you want.
No, let's stay here. I want to watch this duel.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Then we
so he challenges you to a duel.
Because this guy might be nice. If he wins at slaves.
No, that's true.
So you're dueling two slaves against 2 pints of lager and a packet of nuts. Remember, these slaves are worth 1,000 gold and the packet of nuts is worth 30. So, swords or bare chest?
What, are you just going to fight with your chest?
No. Presumably hands as well.
Chest bomb.
Could you imagine that? Just somebody fighting just by running each other, sorry, chest bumping each other until somebody falls or breaks some ribs.
Amazing.
I'd pay to watch that.
They have to tie their hands behind their backs before they start.
I don't respond. I just simply unbuckle my weapons and lay them on the table.
I didn't want to.
Okay.
I wondered what he was going to say then.
I was like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was going to go somewhere creepy.
So you clear the bar of the rest of the patrons and strip down to your waists. You are a fine young athlete. With an orcish six pack,
fine piece of ass.
Your ship has earned its name well. You do indeed have tits and ass.
That's what I bring on your ship.
Right, so you begin a duel and you're circling each other, and he lashes out first and catches you unawares, and you take a punch to the gut. You respond. How do you respond?
What happened to bare chests?
They're not just fighting with their chests. They've got hands.
Okay.
They've got hands.
I go to grab his shoulders and headbutt him.
Grab his shoulders, swing your head in, and he ducks out of the way, and you just smash your face into his shoulder. And he gets you again with an uppercut, followed by a shot to your neck. And you fall back against the table, winded.
Go to punch him in the gut.
Okay, so you go to punch him in the gut.
John Locke doesn't talk when he fights.
And you slip past his block, and you get him in the gut, and he doubles over. You punch him again in the back of the head, and he falls to the floor. You give him a kick, a dirty tactic, but it gets him, so he's bent double on the floor. You know what? Screw this duel. And he reaches behind him and draws a dagger and stabs you in the ankle.
Whoa!
Oh, shit, son.
And, you're in a lot of pain. You lose 5 dexterity points and you fall to the ground.
Shitfire.
And he's on you again. Jabs the knife up at your throat and you grab the blade and he's forcing it down on you, but you're holding his hand. He's not getting it to you.
And then me and Aldrin kick John in the head.
you're kicking John in the head?
Yeah.
As in Liam?
Yeah.
Oh, that great.
What?
You kick him in the head.
Don't
and
want
John,
this other guy.
You fall unconscious.
Wow.
This bloke who I forgot to give a name to. He's won the duel and he's way get in for me. I'm really good at the dueling. Alea and Alduin, you're happy. You've been saved from the evils of the other player character.
We literally haven't. That's the thing.
So are we still in chains then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's still gonna claim. He's gonna claim the 1,000 gold reward. He wouldn't pass up on an opportunity like that. So this guy. He grabs the chains that John had chained you with, and he escorts you and the unconscious John out into the streets.
Yeah.
Are you gonna make a struggle at all, or are you just gonna allow yourself to be?
No, struggle.
Struggle.
Okay, for every time you struggle.
James!
What?
Do you know what this means? It means that we're going to have to go Stockholm Syndrome. We're going to have to go back and get John when we escape. This is it. I can see how the story's going to play out. Okay.
Stop predicting things. he pulls, the man pulls a whip from his his belt. Oh. No, he takes part of your BDSM gear, which is slowly coming in handy. And he whips
has
you
got
with
an
it.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
He whips you with it every time you respond. Every time you struggle, okay. you lose.
Well, see, it doesn't affect Alea because Alea likes it. So.
Nope. You still
if
use
anything,
constitution.
If anything, I should gain constitution.
No, no not happening. Not
every
happening.
Time he whips you,
you're not getting more healthy the more I beat you.
No, so okay. So we keep struggling, never relent.
I don't want you to be unconscious for the final conflict. So
oh, okay, fine.
So as dusk falls, you're dragged north out of Oak Fist Gate.
Yep.
And into the Noxwood.
Right,
and it's dark by the time that the man has whipped you and beaten you and dragged you up the hill to a creepy house. It's almost like a classic sort of haunted mansion from oh so many horror stories.
It looks like a really bad tractor.
No, it doesn't. For the listeners at home, no, it doesn't.
What the?
It's got a,
look at
got
it
a
on
central
the map.
Yeah
central tower with a pointed spire and a great hall.
Well, it seems pretty square to me.
Yeah, no, the front tire doesn't turn.
No.
It's a design flaw.
It's not a bloody tractor, okay? It's really dramatic. You're taken inside, and John, you're gaining consciousness, so if you haven't lagged out of the call,
yep.
You
can, I'm back. Am I still at the inn? Or have I been taken with him?
No. He's got you, dragged, you know, by your ankle.
Oh, is he going to claim a reward on John as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
what the dick!
I know! The slaver has become the slavee.
That would just be slave.
Oh, yeah. So you're taken into the... And you're met by a suave young gentleman dressed in a black suit. He has jet-black hair in the... swept back in a sort of greasy quiff.
Ooh.
And he examines you. So, you have brought the slaves as you were asked. Yes, I have. And I've got this one as well. You can have him for an extra 300 gold.
Oh, you are cheap, John.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're cheap.
I am a ship captain. I demand to be worth more than 300 gold.
Fine. I forgot which voice. Fine. 400 gold, because he's being fussy. And, the suave young gentleman says, well, I'll accept 400 gold. You take them through to see the grandfather.
Is this a piss take of the godfather by any chance?
No, it's a piss take of something else entirely.
Oh, okay.
Taken through. And as you pass the man, you notice that his right hand is horribly disfigured. It's broken in several places, and the fingers hang limp.
He also has a rather distinctive brown stain on the back of his trousers.
No, he doesn't. As you pass him, you get the faint whiff of garlic.
Shit. Oh.
And you can't quite detect why he doesn't.
Oh, has he got garlic because the grandfather's a vampire?
He doesn't appear to he's not like a typical French guy.
Sorry, hang on.
But no, this guy's got broken fingers and he smells.
French people don't carry garlic everywhere.
You're dragged into the great chamber. There were several other men who vaguely resemble the suave gentleman who greeted you. They all have dark hair and dark eyes, and they all share the broken hand on their right hand. And at the end of the hall, on a sort of raised platform, on a throne, sits the oldest man you have ever seen. He, you estimate him to be at least 70, which in this universe is like uber old. It's like older than anyone has lived. And he's so you have brought me some slaves, have you? For an hour into the recording, I should really make him speak faster.
Yes. Alea stage whispers to Alduin and John, I fucking hate cults.
They will make great additions to our order.
Oh my god, it's Alan Rickman.
The slaver takes Alduin and he drags him forward. Do you know of the order of the broken hand boy?
Yes, I do.
Just seen it.
Are you sure you don't want me to explain for anyone who might be listening in?
Nah, we'll guess.
No, sure, I'll go for the whole story again.
So grandson, it's a good time for a lesson for you as I explain what our order is before this slave bloke. Long ago, while searching for immortality, I discovered that the creatures from the south somewhere, known as the vampires, possess immortality. However, they have a mysterious fault in living forever, in that they continue to age until they literally, you know, die from falling off their bones or whatnot.
I mean, crumbling to dust would be...
Yeah. Crumbling to dust, that's a nice imagery. We take this one step further with the Order of the Broken Hand. We commit ourselves entirely to the preservation of the vampire race. We take it very strongly to promote the stuff that the vampires like. We embalm our bodies with garlic to mask the smell of our rotting flesh, and age and shit.
Why garlic? Why couldn't this like use roses or?
It was foreshadowing to make you start thinking of vampires.
And I successfully predicted it.
Yes. And not because I mentioned to you in real life that there were going to be vampires in this campaign.
Did you? I genuinely don't remember that. No, that was not in my mind when I predicted it.
It's fine. I can cut that bit out. It appears that they're offering you freedom from your life as a slave if you if you take up the mantle of the broken hand and exist as a vampire.
Hang on, let me get this straight. If you become a vampire, though...
You have a broken hand.
You for starters, you have a broken hand, and you go all rotty and disgusting.
Well, yeah, well, you don't die. So at the point where you would usually die, and then, you know, bugs and shit take over, whereas you just continue to live. And so that's why they mask the smell, because they're incredibly old. Some of them also use glamours.
Old Spice.
Glamours, really.
To hide the fact that, glamours. Like, which is why a lot of them look the same.
Alduin, I'd say don't.
No, I'm not going to do it.
And you, pirate man, would you like to be both pirate and vampire?
Ooh.
I'll have to pass on that.
You could be Captain LeChuck.
Are you sure? Because... Oh, fine.
This is your man that gives up.
In which case,
I
will have to blood one of you by force. Men, take the woman.
Oh.
And all of the men around the chamber move towards you. And it looks you're grabbed, Alea, and you're dragged up, and you're pinned down before the throne. One of the vampires produces an instrument which you recognise as the sort of thing which would break your hand.
You're
like, no!
You mean like
no, I don't want to live forever.
I roll up my sleeves and I grab my my role playing dice. I get ready.
What? You don't have role playing dice.
It was a breaking the fourth wall joke, you dick.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Do we even have a fourth wall on this show?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay.
We don't now. I broke it.
Hey, Mom.
All right. Okay. Right. So I'm about to have my hand broken. Lovely. I'll be honest. I like my hand. I want to keep it.
As Alea is being pinned down, things look desperate. But Alduin and Liam, you're unguarded. You're left alone, and you have the opportunity. The door is right there. You have the opportunity to leave your friend and run.
Don't do you dare leave
do
me.
Do you take it or?
How many people are pinning down Alea?
Six.
How are they positioned?
And you're still chained in the chains which John locked you up in.
John doesn't have chains on him though. Can I whisper to John?
Do you have the key to the lock?
Yes, I do. They didn't check
it's
for
in
it.
His last name.
Oh, you do.
Throw me the key.
Yeah, okay.
Throw me the key.
Okay.
How about no? I'll do my chains, and then I'll leave you here, because it's your fault I'm in this mess.
No, hang on. Aren't you tied up with BDSM
stuff?
It's
kind of not, but
I am.
Am I?
Yeah, John, you're tied up with Alea's BDSM stuff, and Alduin is tied up with the chains which you put on him, which you've got the key
what,
for,
John.
Apparently.
John, you give me the key, and I shall cut you free.
Cut me free of what?
Of your
meanwhile,
bindings.
My hand is being broken.
They're having this conversation really, really fast. Okay.
Yeah.
The guys approaching you. You know, they're being all menacing. They're quipping some really clever one-liners.
What'd you say, John?
The monologue.
What'd you say, John? Sorry.
Okay, I think this is going to be the only way out. So,
quick, throw me the key.
I can't. I'm tied up in BDSM stuff.
Oh shit.
Okay. Somehow, the two of you find a way to pass each other the key so that Alduin slips out of his chains. Okay.
Okay. Then I run over and save Alea.
That spares some awkwardness.
So you slip out the harpoon which you had concealed in your ass.
Actually, no, because I've got a pack.
You cut through the John's chains, and you help him to your feet. John, the only thing you managed to hide in your ass was your spyglass. So you don't have
that is a weapon.
Yeah, no, he could smash someone with that.
Yeah. Okay. So can I throw my harpoon at them?
Sorry?
And then run in with my sword. Can I throw the harpoon at them and then run in with my sword?
You were unable to hide the sword.
They're taking the sword, have they? Okay.
No, I suggest using the harpoon as a sword.
Okay, yeah, let's do that then.
As a slashy implement.
Okay,
well,
so it depends what kind of
harpoon it is.
I'll be honest, I'm not entirely sure what a harpoon is. You can use it as a weapon. It's in the rule book. You can use it as a weapon.
You don't know what a harpoon is.
You run up and you stab.
It's like a whale harpoon, you know.
I know relatively what it is. I don't know exactly
what it
is. I couldn't draw one. Yeah, I know basically what it is. You run up and you stab one of the vampires through the back, and he screams.
Nothing happens.
But yeah, because he's immortal. So he turns out and he tries to claw at you, but you've got quite a control over him with a pole through his back. John Locke.
Can I spin him round and hit the other ones?
yes, you can. And you knock the vampire who's holding the instrument of hand breakage. You knock him over, and Alea, you stagger to your feet, and now the three of you are against the six vampires.
Don't I still have chains on?
they took them off to break your hand.
Sweet.
There you go.
Do I still have the guy on the harpoon? On the end of my harpoon?
The harpoon snaps as you're spinning him around. So you've still got the pole in your hand, but the head's broken off.
What did I manage to conceal up my arse?
Lots of stuff, because you're used to it.
Let's see what you have.
You managed to
hide your big ass hammer up your ass.
Yes.
That is indeed what it was made for. You whip it out, and now you've got
Let's
a hammer.
Do this.
Okay, you smash one of the guys in the face, and you hear his jaw break. He staggers back, and he turns around, and he makes...
Wait, hang on. Is this a cutscene now? Is there just no player choice here?
I'm rolling dice. It may be an idea
them.
If... It's because I've got a fancy microphone now, so you don't hear the dice. It may be an idea for you to run rather than try and fight all of these guys.
Yeah.
But now you've saved Alaya.
Alright, cool.
You're going to break for it. Okay.
Yeah, leg
so
it.
As you turn and run, the grandfather, the oldest man, the man who created the Vampire Guild...
Oh, can I kick him in the face?
Are you sure you're going to go and kick him
no,
in the
not,
face?
No, not yet. I'll kick him in the face when the opportune moment arises.
Okay, so you're running towards the door. I'm not sure when the opportune moment is going to arise. You're running towards the door, and he calls after you. You can run, but you can't hide. We hold the whole of the city. We have scouts all over the island. The docks are closed off.
But they only operate in the evening, apparently.
But we will find you. We will find you. Dun, 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 dun.
And I turn around and go, nin, 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 nin.
Okay, so you have successfully escaped from the House of the Broken Hand. And you run into the Noxwood, and that is where we shall leave it for today.
Oh, we have to wait another 2 months.
Yay! Yeah.
It will probably be another 2 months, yes. You've lost most of your gear, other than your big ass hammer, your harpoon handle, and your spyglass.
Can I ask, was it possible to... Oh, I've lost my ring of tongues, bollocks. Was it possible...
Actually, no, you were wearing your ring of tongues, because
okay.
It's a ring.
Was it possible to avoid that in any way, in your plan?
Either you could have continued... If Liam had set you free, you could have continued up the shore, and you'd have got to the other town I sent you the skimming for.
Yeah.
And if you'd been free when you arrived at Stroh, you'd have been able to not go to the house. And if you joined them, then I'd have found some way so you weren't driven out and being hunted. You'd have just been part of the order. I'll show you the thingy when we get to you know what you missed.
What?
You missed meeting up with Evelyn.
What?
Oh, how?
Yeah, in one of the paths you could have taken, you could have met up with Chris.
How did that happen? Where was it?
Spoilers. Spoilers.
Spoilers. It's past. It's just happened. We've missed that now.
It'll probably still happen.
Can I stop recording now?
Yeah.
You can stop recording when I do my signing off bit, which I'm not very good at. So I'm just going to say...
I thought you were already done it, sorry.
Yeah, I'll say goodbye, and in 2 months we shall continue.
Yay.
But until then, be sure to do the stuff which I usually tell you to do, and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.